Our school prayer focus today is for the courage and decision for students and adults to bring their Bible to school day. This past week, a new Christian movie came out called Disciples in the Moonlight. It's in the theaters. It questions, what would you do if the Bible was illegal? Would you care? What would you sacrifice? Did you know something special happens on the first Thursday in October? It's called Bring Your Bible to School Day. And this year, it's October 3rd. It's an annual celebration that empowers Christian students to live out their faith. Last year, in 2023, over 5,000 churches participated. 1,046,432 students participated, and over 50,000 schools were represented. Students of any age can participate, and it only takes two actions. Bring your Bible and share what God's Word means to them. But wouldn't it be awesome if adults also brought their Bible to work the same day in solidarity? Will you stop and pray that students and adults will boldly bring the Word of God to their campus and workplace? Father God, we thank you for this movement. We thank you for this nationwide student-led activity, boldness, courage that's still allowed under our constitutional rights. We pray it will continue to happen, and we pray, God, that in our county, in our country, in our state, in our cities, in each school, that a student, at least one or more students, will bring their Bibles to school and participate, and adults will share in this as well at their jobs. We pray, God, that churches will promote this. We pray for they would promote it in the children's ministry, in the youth ministry, in the college ministry. There is no age on this. We pray, God, for them to be protected, for a hedge of protection around them. We pray, God, that they would be divinely inspired to share certain scriptures that mean a lot to them. We pray whether they use their phone Bible app or a physical Bible, which we know would be even more effective, that they would be respected and that they would be honored and that they would have divine opportunities. We pray, Father, that kids would also be not confiscated, that their Bibles, they would be allowed, they'd get no retaliation, that they would have boldness to share it, divine favor with the staff, open doors with their classmates, and some really good, honest dialogue about the Bible. We pray, God, for ears to hear and for people to understand as they hear, knowing that your word divides the intentions and thoughts of our heart and reveals what's hidden in our hearts. And so we pray, Father, that this will be a successful day, that no one will keep them from being able to do this, that this will grant draws fervor in the youth groups and in the colleges, and that every campus will be exposed to a Bible on their campus. May it not come to a place like this movie portrays, where our country says it's no longer allowed to have the Bible that we're used to, but instead they're trying to change it, as they're doing in China right now, rewriting the Bible. So we pray, Father, that we will be bold with it. We also pray that as a result of this, more and more people will read their Bible, take it for advantage in the mighty name of Jesus.